Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring him in, Rain Man, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Yes, rainy days and Mondays will always get Marshall down.
Absolutely. It's not only rainy days, but it's rainy days and 50 degrees.
Yes, right, exactly. The week is definitely going to average way below normal in temperature for this part of June. There's no doubt about it. We should be in the mid-70s. Today's high is 55 to 60, so about 20 degrees below where we should be. And the rain will taper off to just some showers this afternoon. And wouldn't faze me in any way, shape, or form. You see some sun later on. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool, 45 to 50. Okay, so now we have another cold front. This storm, which is a nor'easter off the mid-Atlantic coast, is going to be moving away. And a cold front will come in tomorrow. So sun and clouds with showers coming in the afternoon. Even a thunderstorm. And that's for your commute. To and from the city. I think that showers and thunderstorms could arrive here as early as early tomorrow afternoon. I don't think they'll get into the city until late afternoon. So you may be able to get to the city with no rain, and you may be able to get out of the city with no rain, but you're going to hit into rain on your way back tomorrow, Marshall. I'm telling you now in advance.
Heavy rain?
Some of it could be heavy, yep.
Well, that might put the kibosh on it, Pat.
That may. We shall see in the highs tomorrow in the low 70s. Behind the front, kind of unhappy air. Variably cloudy with a scattered shower. That's it. Just maybe a shower here or there in the afternoon. Low 70s and then partly sunny, more seasonable Thursday. 75 to 80 and about the same for Friday. I am not even going to touch the weekend. Outlook on Mondays lately for the weekend have just not worked out. This past weekend, of course, it was incredible because from our listening area, eastward across Connecticut and Rhode Island, and northward into Massachusetts, there were clusters of showers and heavy rains. In fact, one of those clusters, when it sailed down to eastern Long Island Saturday afternoon, could have been instrumental and the plane going down off the Hamptons. I think there were four people on that plane. One survived, three were killed. Because at 3-4 o'clock at the Hamptons, the visibility was very low and heavy rain and gusty winds. So, meanwhile, Saturday afternoon, if you were anywhere from New Jersey eastward, or I should say southward, you were basking in 85 to 90 degree heat and humidity, with sunshine and just a shower, a thunderstorm here and there. Then, of course, Sunday turned out to be, I don't know, how did it turn out over there? Because here, down across the Lower Hudson Valley, was completely overcast and cool. No rain, but just overcast and cool all day.
It was, it actually turned out to be a nice day here off and on Sunday. And Saturday actually wasn't that bad either. There was the only town that got a shower, I do believe, on Saturday was the Lakeville-Salisbury area. Saturday didn't turn out that bad either, really.
Well, there were numerous clusters all across the state because I was watching it every single hour. I was watching it on radar because I didn't go up to the lake and I was wondering if anything was going to hit the northern part of New Jersey, and it did not. But Connecticut had a lot. Yeah. So, well, maybe not our listening area, but definitely Hartford on east. Some places picked up over an inch of rain on Saturday alone.
I think we picked up 3 to 4 tenths of an inch in Salisbury on Saturday.
But, yeah, it's not something to sneeze at, that's for sure.
But if you look at a rack parking lot here this morning, yeah, it looks like a swimming pool.
Yeah, because of the rain overnight and so far this morning. But at least that is going to be tapering down. So that's the good news. And again, I'm not going to project anything for the weekend so far. Let's wait till tomorrow. This is the weekend that we have the annual meeting up at the lake, and I told you last week that this will probably be the weekend that it's going to be beautiful because I have to be at this VFW hall for a four-hour meeting on Saturday. Well, that may not be the case this year. We shall see. However, I did get up to the – I had to go up to the lake to do a lecture on weather safety – to 4th, 5th, and 6th graders Friday. And before I went there, I stopped at the lake to drop some stuff off at the cabin, and I could tell you that it was oppressive. I could not believe how oppressive it was at the lake. Because usually it's cooler there. Well, it wasn't. There wasn't a soul up. Just incredible how deserted it was. And, you know, I put my stuff in the cabin, locked it up, went, did my lecture, and came home. I got home about 4:30 Friday afternoon. And here was not as bad as it was at the lake. So based on that, so I'm just not going up because I think Saturday is going to be very sticky as well. And it was, and I was better off for it because yesterday, New Jersey, eastward to Long Island, southward, just overcast and just terrible. Yesterday morning when I went to church, it was 58 degrees and overcast and windy, you know, so it just was not my cup of tea to go up there. So I did things around the house, got that stuff done. Worked today, of course, because I was supposed to be up at the lake the whole weekend. We shall see what happens next weekend, Marshall. That's all I could say.
Well, it better be good because the next weekend is the weekend of the big rig. It's a big event for the Hoosonock Daycare Center on Sunday. And so it better be a good Sunday for them. Like, that's all I can tell you, Pat. You know,
we'll be watching it because right now all the models are tipping odds. So we will just watch it and see what happens. Meanwhile, they do have flood warnings out for the Potomac down from Pennsylvania through West Virginia. And they're expecting the flood stage there to be over 3 feet. And they're actually expecting some severe flooding there. And that does not include the fact that they may get more rain late tomorrow and tomorrow night. So things are not looking good for the Mid-Atlantic.
Now look at this, Pat. Another volcano, this one in Guatemala.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Another volcano eruption killed, I think, 37 people. And our good friend of mine, Jim Britt, lives in Guatemala. He reported, and he's safe and sound. He wasn't close to it. He wasn't close to it. He was close enough to see it and to feel it and stuff like that. But he wasn't. But yeah, 37 people died almost right off the bat with the lava flow and the explosion.
That's not good.
No, that's not good. But you know what is good? I've been watching. You know, for years I've been watching. You ever see those two English guys on TV redo the cars?
Yes.
Okay. Well, they did a segment on fixing rust. So my Jeep has rust on the rocker panels. I took the time yesterday. I scraped the rust off, got it down to steel, like they said. Put a little primer on there, put a little paint on there, and Pat, looks like new. It took me, of course, about 5 hours, it should have taken about an hour, but it took me about 5 hours.
But that's all that counts, that you did it, it looks good.
I did it. I saved myself probably about $1,000, and guess what? I was sore as hell on Sunday.
Yeah, I did a lot of stuff around the house. And I also watched, a movie. I don't know if you, are you into the, I got to say real quick, I know we're out of time. It's a action movie. It's kind of an action thriller. You into all of that?
Yeah, well, what was it?
It's called Dark, D-A-R-C. D-A-R-C. See if you can get it. I don't know. The actor is not familiar who starred in it. There's definitely room for a sequel. There's no doubt about it. But it caught my attention. I usually don't like so much fighting, kicking, and all of that. But it caught my attention at the very, very beginning. And it kept my attention right through the end.
All right. Dark. DRC.
See, DRC.
I will.
Yeah. Google it. And, you know, you'll read a little about it, see whether or not it interests you.